Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
Martin Luther King Day, and today is President's Day. It's funny how that turns out.
Oh, we don't know. President.
Well, I know where you're coming from, that's for sure. I know what you're thinking, my dear.
He's enjoying his golfing right now instead of tending to us little people that, you know, are living in this country he's supposed to be reigning over. Baffle. Back to the show.
Yeah, but then again, what president doesn't do that? Let's be honest. But anyway.
this one's just been, the epitome of my poll.
So now I'm finally on this show when it's officially called the Cocktail Hour, as far as being a guest co-host.
Because
the last time I was a guest co-host, it was the last time it was called Cooking with Miss Brooks.
Which
is kind of ironic.
And how cool is that song? That song, I know you're probably not
perfect.
A big country fan, but
I
gotta have that song.
No, it's perfect.
I like the beat.
I mean, I love it. I love it. No, I do.
I love the beat to the song.
Yeah, I love it. It's like it was made for your show. It's so weird how, like, it's awesome. I love that show. I mean, I love that song show. But I love the show, too, of course.
I'm a fan. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I know that you want heat, but I'm a fan in my office is acting funny right now. It looks like it's going to fly off the freaking
ceiling. Well, watch out. I'll get decapitated on the air. That'd be good for ratings.
I know, right?
You don't need that to happen to you. We need your finance.
No, we don't want it to be looking like an ISIS project over here.
By the way, to let everybody know, it's like night and day when it comes to us two being in two separate parts of the country. Right now, as I look in the car temperature outside, still it's 4 degrees. And what's your temperature right now out there in San Diego?
I don't want to tell you.
No, why not? We've known each other for quite a while now.
Yeah. When I took the dogs out back a little bit ago before the show, it was like 70.
Okay, so it's like 75 and sunny.
Yeah, it's going to be in the high 70s today. But which is good because I just planted fruit trees. So I've got two lime trees and a kumquat tree. I just recently planted, so I'm like wanting all the
kumquat. You said kumquat. Go ahead.
What?
Kumquat.
Oh my gosh.
Pop a squat, kumquat. Go ahead.
Let me get to the Dollhouse Radio announcements that Miss Sexy Angela has for us. Yes.
Yes, and let's do this old school. Let's act like Angela's doing the boards, and you say, "Take it away, Sexy Angela." You should do that.
All right.
Remember how you used to do that?
What you just did. I know. I know.
No.
I just.
You gotta do it. Yeah. You know. You sound way sexier than me. Go ahead.
I don't know. My nose is kind of plugged up. I don't feel like my voice sounds the same today.
Take it away, Angela. Take it away, sexy Angela.
Okay. All right.
Just my
name. The Dollhouse Radio announcement.
Take it
away,
sexy
Angela.
Yeah. Take it away with my stuffed up nose. Yeah. Come quiet. Wait a minute, don't you press play.
Alright. You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackme to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee, Alana Evans, as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Thank you so much, Miss Sexy Angela. She has such a sexy voice. She does it just effortlessly.
Yeah, she does
it's like
yeah, she's just a natural.
Uh-huh.
She definitely. She is definitely a good old natural. Yes, I like how you.
She would be. Huh?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I love that how she's. I mean, you're definitely out there just like me. I mean, look at you. You have two shows, and you know, you get the webcamming 7 p.m. on Thursday nights with Sage Montana.
I love doing that show.
Yes, it's awesome.
I love this show. Don't get me wrong. I love doing the show, and this show is a lot of fun because it's just kind of more laid back, and it's kind of just we talk about whatever. And I like
that's
cocktail hour because we can really talk about whatever and just let things flow, which I do on the other show too. But the webcamming show is such a staple for me because it's what I do. And I cannot believe how many cam models that are responding so positively to it because they're emailing me, hey, is there a way that I can get a spot on your show? And I'm just like, whoa. I mean, I'm excited. I'm booking already for freaking April. And May, and I'm just like, how did that happen?
Wow, really? Like, Rabbit to March.
Well, March is full. March is full.
Oh wow,
March is all full. Yeah.
Holy
crap!
I
mean. Like, yeah, I've got some really good names coming up here.
Nice. Oh, can't wait.
Excited.
I'm getting excited too.
All cam models. You know, it's pretty much. You know, I like to get a hold of porn stars, but if they webcam. Because since the show is about webcamming, I
yes,
like
of course.
To keep it. You know what I mean? So that's why
it actually makes sense.
Yummy, it's like you yummy porn stars out there. Turn on your webcam so I can have you on the show on Thursday night.
Exactly. Hello. By the way, darling, you can call this wonderful program out there. Out here, you know, with Sammy's Talk Care Hour. You can call area code 646-595-4038. That's 646-595-4038. And press 1 to say hello to Sammy and James. Yes. Otherwise, I whip your ass. Don't make me whip your ass.
City slap you in the butt.
By the way, a little story that's related to webcamming, your show.
Oh, webcamming or
kumquat? No, not kumquat. Not yet. I'll get to that later. see how many kumquats I had that I had to share with. Yeah, kumquat. So one of your shows, you had a caller who actually is a webcam model herself, and she called into your show, and her name was her name is actually Sammy Ross, and she's probably listening right now as we speak. And I found out about her, looked into her, and I had her on my show a couple of weeks ago. She's great.
Hey. Okay.
You should have her on your show as soon as possible. She's very cool.
Yeah, we were messaging back and forth, and so I need to, and being tweeted out the other day in the same Twitter feed, so I need to definitely get her booked for April for sure, because she is such a sweetheart. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Oh yeah, she's like you in a sense because she webcams, she does porn every now and then, and she does exotic dancing. So she does a lot. And shout out to her, Sammy Ross. You can follow her on Twitter @Ms. Sammy, but her is with an I. It's MSSAMMI Ross, like Diana Ross. ROSS. There you go.
Yeah,
shout out to her. I like
fun to have on. Yeah.
Yes.
She called in, I believe she called in, was that with me and Sierra?
No, she called in your webcam show with you and Sage Montana. No, actually, she called you, well, you and Furby, when Furby was covering for Sage. Because
that
was during, yes, I think, if I remember correctly, yes, because that's when she was at the AVN that week.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to go back, Yeah, but no, we had messaged each other on Twitter, and I was like, oh, definitely, let's do for sure. So I will definitely be sending her a DM and getting her info. But yeah, I'm excited.
That's awesome.
Is Sammy's cocktail hour, but I've got to talk Thursday evening webcam show. I have Bo Blake and Gina Gold, and they work in the same studio as I do, virtual studio. On StreamMate, and I've actually done a show with them. We've done a threesome together. And I've known them now for almost 5 years. Nicest people in the world. They've been doing webcamming for a long time. They've got a huge, huge following. So I'll be sending out the flyer for that here either later today or tomorrow. Mm, yeah.
Please do.
So
I want to check them out.
I will. Oh. Oh, you're going to love Gina. She's a little hottie patati.
I love hottie patatis. Yummy, yummy. Give me some. Yes.
You know how last week we had on Amber Lily on the show?
Yes.
And I was talking about how tiny she is. Well, that's how Gina is. Gina, when I put on my heels for the webcam show to do with them guys, she literally came up to my tits when I had my heels on.
Damn.
Yeah, we took a picture to tweet, and I was like, oh, my God. I said, don't tweet that. I'm going to sit down.
What is she, 4'9"? I mean.
I swear it looked like it. I'm like 6'3". If I put on my stripper heels, I'm like between 6'2 and 6'4". So I'm like.
Yeah, because without heels. You're
a woman.
Without heels, you're Amazon girl, right? You're like 5'10 or something?
No, well, I'm only like 5'7", silly goose.
Oh, okay, you're around my height, all right. But still, that's a nice tall drink of water. I like that.
Right,
so,
but the hubby doesn't like when I wear my heels because I'm taller. And he's a big guy, and I'm like, what? Who cares?
A little subconscious.
I'm like, I didn't buy all these shoes for nothing.
Word, right? Especially if you look good in them.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
So happy Valentine's.
Oh, well, let's get right into it. Oh, well, unfortunately, I worked yesterday, but me and my lady celebrated on Thursday. And may I say, it was very, very nice. Very nice.
Aww.
We just chilled out in our house. We hung out. You know, I got her balloons and Gandhi. Aww. And I got her, Gandhi and like some body lotion, like some nice body lotion.
Ooh.
And like some other like trinkets, like candies and stuff like that. And later that night, I was rewarded.
That's a good thing.
It was nice.
That is like so cute because I was out getting stuff, which I'm a last minute shopper most of the time. So I went Saturday morning. Yes. Or no, I went Friday morning. No, I went Friday morning.
Valentine's?
No, it was Friday. Morning.
Oh,
I was
what?
I said, well, I was
because
I ended up getting sick all night Friday night.
Oh,
and then Saturday, I still wasn't feeling quite great. And then yesterday, it kind of kicked back in, and I'm like, So to those of you that were waiting to see my webcam, I will be back on this afternoon taking my Airborne, and I'm feeling better than what I was. So,
good. Well, was it something that you ate or something? Or like, what was it? Was you had sniffles? What happened?
I've got like this head cold thing going on, and my throat was a little sore. So the poor Furby, he didn't get so lucky Valentine's evening because I wasn't feeling that good. But he was rewarded yesterday.
Okay, so your throat wasn't sore for good reasons. It was sore because you were sick.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wow. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, at least you reward your hubby. That's good. You know, that's very nice.
Cooking.
Ooh, what you cook? By the way,
he went and bought lobster tails and jumbo king crab legs and some shrimp. Yeah.
Oh, I love shrimp.
Everything on the grill. So the lobster tails, the shrimp, the crab legs, everything on the grill, and the asparagus, and oh my gosh, it was so good.
Oh my god. I mean, I'm loving San Diego more and more now. As I'm looking right now, as we're doing this show, I'm at my job, and I'm overlooking this scenery that looks like a scene from The Empire Strikes Back on the planet Hoth, where I see nothing but snow dunes and, oh my god, it's just so depressing. I mean, thank God the skies are kind of clear, but if you saw how it was yesterday, the wind was blowing 40 to 60 miles an hour in between. Oh my god.
That is insane.
Like, what the hell? We're living in a wind tunnel?
Mother Nature's pissed off over on that side of the country right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Major. She must be going through menopause or some shit or hot flashes. I'm like, God, what the fuck? Seriously, holy shit. I mean, damn. I mean, I didn't do shit. I didn't fuck up the environment. It wasn't me. I mean, I know I live in the Northeast, but Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I mean, this is the worst I've seen in, like, 4 years. God. And then tomorrow, we're supposed to around here have, like, another, like, between maybe 3 to 6 inches or something. We'll see, though, because sometimes with these weather people, you know, even with all this high-tech equipment, they don't know.
Oh, I know. Yeah. They don't always. I wish I would have been a weather girl, because then I could have got away with lying, and it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, because you look hot. So you, no one will get pissed at you. Oh, that's Sammy. She screwed up again. Oh, it's so sad. Oh, that Sammy with that big cleavage and that short skirt and those high heels. Oh, she's just so silly. Ain't she silly, fellas? But if you look like these other people, you're like, God damn it. You got it wrong. Yeah, I knew it. I don't trust these other men. I hate them. You know, be like that. So you could get away with it. You would get away with it. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
It would honestly be one of the funnest jobs ever. It really would be.
You would think, but.
A weather girl would be. I would have fun with it just because I love being in front of the camera.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, of course. Of course you do. Of course you love being in front of the camera.
Like, damn, I have to keep my clothes on? Really? Seriously?
Maybe you can do, like that Naked News, except weather. Do weather. And just as you're telling the weather.
Europe?
I don't know where the hell that is. I remember they used to. I don't even know that's still around, to be honest with you. But I remember I would go out of my way to try to see it. That's how horny I am, you know. And I would try to watch it just to check it out. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. But I don't know. Because sometimes it's like a little too ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just a straight up porn guy. Like, that's it. I'm good with that. But when they try to put in things like, you know, like a weather report or like they're trying to sell beer and yet, you know, you see. You know, a woman and a kid. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind seeing that. But it's like, okay, well, it's like when I'm watching a game, when I'm watching a football game, okay, it's cool seeing the cheerleaders, but I'm there for the game. I don't give a crap about the cheerleaders. Not to disrespect. I'm just saying. We talked about this before. You got mad.
I
gotcha. But because you're a cheerleader.
I didn't get mad at you. I was just referring to the fact that the girls, like, work their asses off.
I know. They do. I know. I'm not saying that.
I wasn't mad at you.
I'm just keeping it real. I mean, you got casual fans that like that stuff, which that's fine. I'm not saying, hey, we all got to eat. I totally understand. But trust me, if I see titties bouncing around, I'm not going to complain, okay? I'm just saying. I'm there to watch the game. But, hey, if a titty pops out or ass, so that's fine. Then I'm good.
Right. Yes. And I haven't talked to you, like, really. All we do
What's
every
that?
Once in a while, we text back and forth, but we haven't talked. So what did you do for the Super Bowl game?
Yeah. And by the way, whose fault is that? And by the way, whose fault is that, by the way? Not my fault.
It's not my fault. It's both of our fault.
Uh-huh.
Both our fault.
Okay, whatever. you've been busy. Let's be fair. Let's be fair. We're two very busy people. Yes, we are. On both sides of the coast. You represent the west side, represent the east side. You're in a way better weather climate, and I'm in this freaking igloo of New York. You know. No, I don't hate you. No, I don't hate you. I love you. No, I love you too much. Trust me.
Oh,
I just like to mess with you.
I know.
Yeah,
I love you.
Hey-o. So, the Super Bowl, I thought I told you, like, one of your shows. Oh, no. You know what it was? That's right. That was before the Super Bowl. That's right. When I last was on here, it was, yes, right. That was before the Super Bowl. Well, I was just at
like,
home.
Did you go out or did you?
No. I didn't really go out. Unless there's something really planned, I'm not that type of person to just go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trust me, like, if I lived near your house, I would have been there in a heartbeat. No doubt about it. I would have definitely went to that Super Bowl park. That looked like fun with all the food you made and, you know, the drinks
and
stuff.
Oh, my gosh. It was fun. Everybody was full, and they had a buzz, and it was a lot of fun. So, you would have a blast. Oh, my gosh. It was, it was more fun than last year, I think. Even though
that's weird
lost.
Because the results were so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's just because I had a diverse group of people this year.
Oh,
like
okay.
Last year. I've gotten to know my neighbors a little bit more, and so they came over, a couple of them did. So it was just a little more, I don't know, it was fun. I didn't get to watch all of the game like I wanted to because I was doing all the cooking like I do. And, of course, people kept trying to help, and I'm like, get out of my zone.
Get out of my cocina.
Yeah.
Get out.
I'm like, yeah, right. I'm like, we got a TV in the pool room, which is out by the grill, so I can watch TV out
awesome.
There while everybody's in the house. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, you lived a life. Oh, my God.
I wish.
Pool by the sea. Trust
not
me. If you were sitting where I'm looking at right now, you would say that. Nothing
not
but.
Swimming pool. Not swimming pool.
Yeah, I know.
Talking pool table. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but still. Who doesn't like to play pool?
Even though I don't know how to play. I suck at it.
I'll teach you. I'll teach you.
Make it.
I'll show you how to
play. Oh, you just want me to bend over and hold the stick, right?
Nah. Why would I do that? I would show you legitimately how to play. You know. Don't your husband show you how to play, Paul? Your husband don't show you?
No, he does, but I just don't let the guys play. Like, one of those things. I just let them.
Get out of my way,
you
bother
me. You guys go ahead and play. Yeah. I'm just like, I'll make your cocktails. Yeah.
Go get me a beer, woman. Just leave me alone. Hurry up. Don't you have something to cook?
You know, they don't act like that when the guys all come over, but that's what I always do. Like, Saturday mornings, the ritual is the guys come over, they have their little, they get here at like 5:30 in the morning because they all go golfing on Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then when they come back, I have lunch made for everybody and little snacks and they play pool and. I know, right? I know.
You're a cool-ass wife. Oh, my God. I love you.
Well, sometimes. I have my moments.
It all depends on the mood.
It's like, I have my moments.
I get it. But, I'm telling you, I swear, the women we have here, I know I sound like a broken record, but the women we have here on Dollhouse is unbelievable. They're beautiful, they're multi-talented, they know business, they cook,
mm-hmm.
all of them, like, cook. I think all of them cook.
Right.
Angela cooks, mm-hmm. Sierra cooks, Melissa cooks.
Yeah.
The Sage cook?
I don't know if it's Sage.
Do you know if Sage Montana cooks?
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with her.
She's so damn busy, though, with her webcam studio.
Yeah.
That, I mean, she is busy. Like, that woman... I absolutely love her. She's so amazing. Absolutely
yeah, she's mad cool. She seems mad cool.
She is.
I mean, she's really, really successful in the webcamming business. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, really up there in a high
good.
Salon. Yes.
Well,
you want to be like her when you grow up.
These girls. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, she works, like, she's really got me seriously considering opening up my own webcam studio as well, just because she's done something amazing and great. Yeah, because I love teaching, the new girls how to build their business in the cam industry. So I'm really
that's awesome. That'd be so cool. You'll get there. You'll do it.
Yeah.
You'll definitely do it.
Yeah, it's just a matter of I have to find the right time to do it. When it's right, I'll know it. Like, it's not something to jump into.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Everything
I mean, you got like.
Money.
Oh, yes, especially when you have other projects coming up that you're going to be doing. You know, I don't remember if you put that out there. I don't want to say nothing. That's why I'm not, like, I forgot one. I don't know if you did, though. It involves with writing. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Oh, yeah.
Did
not
you?
Yet.
Oh, okay. So you know what I'm saying, right? Okay, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to just say it, you know. But that'd be awesome. I can't wait for that.
Right, well, there's a few things that I'm making changes on, too, that I have going on. Like, now that I've, you know, been doing this show and now doing the webcam show on here on Dollhouse Radio, it's really opened my eyes, and especially when I have the other webcam guests on, the girls, it, like, really enlightens me to how their career is and how they treat webcam. And the things that they say, I really take in. And I'm like, okay, let me tink around with this and add this to my upcoming ideas of, you know, writing and whatever else that I'm going to be having to come out here soon. So I'm making changes and tweaking things, and yeah, so I have some, and I have a yummy photo shoot coming up soon.
Oh, you do? Nice. Is this like for a magazine? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is it something that's coming out?
This is just a Valentine gift, and I'm gonna go do some yummy. This one is not gonna be a nude photo shoot, because I actually be able to use these photos for Instagram
For press. It's gonna be
It'll be sexy, really, really sexy, but it's not gonna be nude. If you guys want nude, you'll just have to watch my webcam.
Yeah, you know what, to tell you the truth, believe it or not, when you said photo shoot, I really didn't think of nudity. I just thought of a regular photo shoot, you know, like,
yeah, mostly everybody always assumes, oh, she's gonna have naked photos.
Yeah,
my Twitter post for that.
Yeah, I know what that means.
Google.
Yes. Google. You can do one where you're by the tanning bed. Oh, I love that. Oh.
Speaking of, I need to go get a tan. I need to get my tan on.
Oh, please, just step outside. Just step outside. 5 minutes, you'd be tan.
You know what? If I had a pool in the backyard, I would be out there all the time.
If you had a pool and a 10-foot wall fence, you have no idea. Everybody like, oh, here comes Sammy again. Oh, there she goes. Oh,
well,
she's topless today.
Feet tall.
Feet
tall. And they're little old Asian couples on both sides of me. They're like in their mid-60s, so they're not going to be.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm good. And I got a big orange tree blocking one of the sides.
Ah. Look at you, having the orange trees, you know. They don't come around your neighbors and say, you want a happy ending? No, nothing like that? Nothing like that? Or?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I guess they might have.
No,
been.
I did
that's
just.
Good.
I just.
What's that?
Found out there's a. Excuse me, a massage parlor. There's like four of them here in town, and they're called Rabbit Head. And I. They do give it from what I found out.
Wait. Time out.
Yeah.
The actual name. Is Happy Head.
Yeah. Yeah, Happy Head.
Oh my God! If you could find my Beavis and Butthead soundtrack, the audio would be so perfect right now. Oh my God! Happy Head. Hey Beavis, there's a massage parlor called Happy Head. Fire. Happy Head. I bet it is happy.
What's so funny is, well, a couple years ago I had saw it and I took a picture of it and I was like, oh, this is gonna be my new job, and I posted it on Twitter. And then I just literally, within the last 2 weeks, found out that they do happy endings at the Happy Head. So I really, if I got any of you in trouble at Happy Head, I completely apologize, because I know you all need to make money. But, yeah, I'm just, like, keeping it real.
Yeah. Call us at 646-595-4038 and tell us about it. I'm curious about it.
Yeah, about your happy ending with your cocktails.
Yes. See, it's perfect. Exactly. Hello. Sammy's cocktail and a happy head. You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. That's the best hour you ever have in your life.
Seriously. I'm curious. I mean, I'm, like, really curious. I'm almost tempted to, like, go in there and get a massage. Massages are very inexpensive. You get an hour for, like, $25.
Really?
Like, and they're nice places. I've looked inside the window and saw the furniture. And they look very nice and clean. So I'm tempted to go in and say, you know, just, I don't know, like, well, just because I'm a female, does that mean I don't get a happy ending?
Yeah, what's up with that? Yeah, you ever heard of, you know, Yeah, you know, you ever heard of a vibrator or a dildo or something? Yeah. You know, or fingers. Hello, fingers. Hello. Hello, you can't go wrong with fingers. I mean, come on.
It's like, it's all about the tongue.
by the way, are these, are they like hot Asian chicks? Have you checked out? You scoped the place, you said?
No. When I peeked my head in, the gal that was at the front desk, she was really hot. She was Asian.
Oh.
Really hot. Yeah. Mm. Like, whoa. Like, this is like a made-for-TV reality show here.
Nice. So wait a minute, is this a setup, and then I'm going to see, freeze, FBI,
right?
Like, damn it, I knew it.
You know what I'll do is maybe,
go ahead. What?
I'll pay for a couple's massage, and I'll take my husband in with me, and I'll slip her, like, a little extra something, and I'll say, hey, go in and like, you know.
Let's see if they do it, you, like, really do it? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Oh my God, that would be hilarious. And
it's
he
just
wouldn't
like
have any idea.
Oh well, he'd be happy. He'd be smiling at the end of that session.
Sure, yeah.
Show.
Yeah.
You know what that's like? It's like going to McDonald's and supersizing your value meal. So here, can I supersize this happy head? Yeah. Here's another 20. Can you hook a brother up? You know, give me a little sam. Yeah.
Kind of like going to the strip club. You're extra. You're gonna get a little extra.
Yeah, unless you go. Yeah, well, yeah, it depends. It depends which strip club we're talking about, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, that does depend. Yes. There are some that do not.
Oh, they don't play. No, they don't play. Yeah. And letters to a little info for everybody out there. To me, a strip club is not a woman that's topless. To me, a real strip club is fully nude. That's
mm-hmm.
a real strip club. Not right. this, you know, no bottomless. You're like, really? Then I'm bi.
Right?
I'm serious. I can see more at
that in New York though, isn't it? Do you guys at the clubs in New York, if they serve alcohol, can they only be topless?
It's been a long time since I've been in a strip club. Honestly, I haven't been in like 15 years, but before Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, who was a mayor here a while ago, it used to be oh my God, it was like Wild Wild West. It was great. And then but then when he came in, he kind of shut down some of the clubs, you know, because some of them were, like, underground, but those were the best ones.
Cause... Well, that's because he's married to a prude.
Well, he looks like a prude. He looks like he hasn't got laid in years.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's why. He's pissed off because everybody else is having fun and he couldn't.
Yeah. I remember one, real quickly. I won't say where it was, but I remember one where the outside looked like a regular bar. I shit you not. It looked like a regular bar, right? Well, we go in there, and you see, it looked like a scene from a porno movie. I swear to God. You see women on top of the bar dancing naked, right? Like about three or four of them.
Yeah.
One of the guys was doing something that I'm not going to really say, because kind of, let's just say, he was giving happy head to a female.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
that's
I'm telling you.
Are you
it was
sure
that type
that
of club.
In Tijuana?
No,
are
I'm
you
telling
sure that
you.
Wasn't in Tijuana?
I swear to God. I swear my life and my family. I swear to you. This was 20 years ago. This is a long time ago. This is not like recently or nothing, but oh my God, it was the best ever. And then like if you want to be right there on the bar, you had to pay extra for the drink, but I didn't give a shit. And they would do like lesbian shows, and they would put you on, like, if you go on the stage, on the bar, they would take your underwear and hang it on the thing, like the rest of the guys. They would take your underwear and like throw it up on the hook.
My God. Okay,
oh
wait.
My God,
okay,
it was
give me just an idea of where this might have been, because
I don't want to see. It probably don't exist no more, but I just don't want to like. Say and then everybody's
right.
thinking like, oh, and Google Maps and try to find it and shit. I don't remember the name of the place, to be honest with you. I just know I knew where it was. It was in New York City. That's all I'm gonna say. It definitely was in the city. You know,
okay,
one of the five boroughs.
When I was out in New York, and that was what 4 years ago. I went to a place. It wasn't in New York. Out somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and it was, I could tell that it was probably pretty risque at one time. And at the time that I was there, it wasn't. Scooter. Oh, my gosh, my dog is seriously crazy.
Ruff. What's up, Scooter?
Well, he's too fat to fit through the door, and the door's, like, propped open just a little bit, and he's trying to get out, and he's just staring at it. And he's trying to paw to get out, and he's just, like, going to get stuck. Literally,
mommy,
my pug
help me,
is
mommy.
Gonna get stuck.
Mommy, help me, mommy.
I have my headphones on. No, he's screwed. He's just going to have to wait.
Yeah. It sounds very good over your headphones. I think you're the only one that uses headphones out of everybody, I think.
Well, you know what? I want to get the wireless one so I can actually get up and walk away from the computer.
That's why I don't want to use mine, because mine's a USB mm-hmm. one. Yeah, exactly. That's why I'd rather use the phone, the house phone. I mm-hmm. feel like in case something comes, like something happens, could have the movability to be able to go where I need to go. Otherwise, I got to carry the laptop with me, you know.
Right, which I can. I can just unplug my laptop and then walk around and do whatever I need to do. But, yeah, I'm going to definitely order the really nice wireless ones that I saw on Amazon. And then that way, I just want to make sure that the mic is always clear. And that's what worries me. Like, I want to make sure everybody can hear nice and
yeah, it sounds real. No, you sound real good. I mean, cause comparing to how it first started with your headphones, it
mm-hmm.
definitely is really good. I'm just so subconscious about my headphones that after that one time I used it and I thought, you know, the way the show went as far as, like, my board
mm-hmm.
was acting funny, it probably had nothing to do with it. But I was just like, you know what, I want to be safe. I just use the house phone and just work, you know, at my computer doing like that when I do my show
right.
or when I do these other shows, when I produce these other shows I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but,
gotcha.
You know, it's the way it is. Yeah, because you never know. Like, you should look into those wireless headphones because you make sure you get, you know, bang for your buck.
Oh, my God. Well, the thing is, it's like, I mean, and I honestly, I'll say that when it comes to the headphones, because this is my second pair now, I'll just spend the money because of the fact that I want to make sure that they're perfect, especially with doing, you know, the upcoming shows that I have all these guests on. I want to make sure that the sound quality is good. They can hear me. I can hear them. And the mic is, like, perfect. So,
yeah,
the first headphones
like
I bought were, like,
yeah, I remember you had some, like, some issues, right? The first headphones,
mm-hmm.
right?
I did.
Did I? Didn't they broke, like, 2 seconds or something? Something happened?
Well, no, they worked for, like, one or two shows, and then I went to do a show with Sage, and that's when I had,
what's her name?
The cute little...
You have to get her back on. Yeah, you have to get her back.
Yeah. And actually, she was. We were talking the other day about me getting her back on, and I was like, "Shit!" I'm like, "Well, once I, you know, get the rest of my guests on, then I'll rebook her." So I'm definitely going to have her back on.
Nice.
For sure. I just gotta. I'm just so booked up. I'm loving it. Sounds like McDonald's.
Yeah, da da ba ba ba. I'm loving it. That's great. I mean, you are kicking ass. That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's just the beginning. So it'll be, you know, and the best part is I like that I can have already established webcam models, but then I can bring in cam models that are brand new and fresh and hopefully build up their business, you know?
Exactly.
With you guys, with you in heaven, on Monday the 23rd, aren't they?
That's right. Next week.
Not today, but next Monday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next Monday. That's right. Yeah. That's right. That'll be 4:30 your time. Because
mm-hmm.
that's 7:30 our time.
Your time.
Yes. As we brave through the elements of this horrendous weather and this winter. God.
Yes.
Matter of fact, tonight finally we're gonna do the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience after a month. Because of this freaking weather, all the times we had some storms, they always fell on a Monday, and it screwed everything up. So finally, we're going to have our show. We're going to have a model Skyping tonight. Her name is Jackie Childs. And she's going to be Skyping. And then we're going to have a rap indie artist named N. Young Peach. Never heard of him. I'm not trying to be funny. I never heard of him. I heard he's real good. And that's going to be tonight. So 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our YouTube page, Dollhouse Radio TV page. So the link I've posted on Twitter a couple of times. I produce this show. Heaven High was the host, so we're going to have fun to make up some lost time after a month of not doing
the
show. My God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because you guys couldn't just drive in and do the show because of the weather. Like, it's been insane.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that when it comes to the podcast I do, because I do a podcast version of the Benchwarmers, and this past Wednesday, that's the first time we did that in a month because of the snow. And we do only that one and the Heaven Highwood Digital Experience. We do that in an actual studio at the school I graduated from, which is the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, which I highly recommend anybody who wants to look into the broadcasting business, whether TV, radio, behind the scenes. It's a great school.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over the East Coast. I think, matter of fact, there might be one in San Diego. I'm not sure. There could be one in San Diego.
You have to send us the info on that.
Oh, yes.
Email me the info and I'll look.
Oh, sure. They're definitely all over the East Coast. You're in Florida, you're in Miami and in Orlando and Atlanta, definitely all over in the East, all over the East Coast, Philadelphia here, Boston, I think. So, it's a great school. I mean, it's awesome. What makes it so cool is that even when you graduate, you can always come back to use the equipment, whether the radio studio or even the TV studio, because they have TV studios. You want to work on a demo or anything. I mean, it's so great. It's money well spent. I'm telling you, if you have a passion for it, trust me, it's awesome. It really is awesome. It's the best school I've ever. Yeah, so it is cool. And I wish I was getting paid for that little commercial I did there. But, but it's actually cool.
It'll come back. Later, it'll come back.
Very cool people. The ones I go to is in Long Island. That's the one I go to. It's Westbury, Long Island. That's the one I that's where the Heaven Highwood Digital Experience is broadcast. When we do it over the Dollhouse Radio TV on the YouTube page, and I do my Benchwarmers podcast there. That's recorded, obviously. And it's so awesome. We take the best studio out of the three we got there because we deserve the best. We want the best, so
that
we get the best.
Awesome.
So there. Yeah.
Love it.
It's awesome. And if you ever come to New York, oh my God, it'd be so freaking awesome. Then you could come in the studio. That'd be great.
Yes, and I will definitely, even though I said a little while back I wanted to see snow, I think I will wait until, when it's warmer.
Yes, please. Yes, that'd be a good idea, trust me, especially when it comes to traveling, yes. Yes, most definitely. Yeah, wait till it's consistently at least like San Diego type weather as far as warmth,
Right?
Yeah, because San Diego doesn't really see the difference is when it gets hot here in the summer, we have something called humidity, which is unlike in San Diego. San Diego don't really have humidity too much. So,
no, that's not true. That's
really
not true. Last year, because
that's right.
Not inland.
You did say
I'm
that.
Out. And it was. Oh, it was sticky and just icky and ugh. And
it was
my air conditioning was caca poo stinky, and we had the air conditioning on. And holy biscuits, our highest electric bill ended up being like $650 for one month.
Oh my God! Holy crap!
Yeah.
Was that central? You had central air, or was it regular air conditioning?
No, we have central.
Okay, yeah, that's the best. Oh my God, no wonder.
It is.
Holy crap.
It got an inside the house, it was almost 90 degrees, and I was like, I can't work like this. I'm like, we got to run the air.
Yeah.
Air conditioning is on.
Yeah, hell yeah. I hate the heat. I hate when it's humid. Just give me 70 degrees every day. I'll take it every day. 70 degrees, no low humidity, and sunny. I take it every day.
Exactly. Me too. Y'all
love
that.
Rain. Yeah, rain every now and then. Oh yeah, I bet you are. And rain every now and rain every now and then. Because we need rain. I mean, hello. You want to have a drought?
Yeah, we do. I don't get that very often here, but yes, we do need it. I know. I'm out watering the trees and stuff this morning, thinking, okay, it's gonna get hot again today. Let me water all these fruit trees because I've never tried to grow my own fruit trees, so this is an experience for me for the first time. So I'm hoping I don't kill them because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. This is going to be interesting. I've got two lime trees and a kumquat. And the orange tree is
there's the kumquat again.
I know, right? But the orange tree is like 12 or 14 feet tall. So that thing's just ginormous.
Wow.
And, like, it's been here for years. Yeah, so that thing's already good to go.
Okay.
The baby trees I have, I'm, like, worried I'm going to kill them, the poor little thing. I'm not quite sure what I'm doing, but I'm going to hope they start producing. The kumquat's got kumquats on it, and I took one off the other day to eat it, and, oh, my God, it was the most sour thing. It was like eating a lemon that was not ripe. Ugh.
Well, it's not surprising with a name of a fruit called kumquat, you know. It don't sound appetizing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It is a fruit, right?
Sour.
It's a fruit, right?
Yes,
it's a fruit. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, okay.
It is.
Yeah. So what do you use
and
that for?
You can eat the whole thing.
So, yeah, what do you use it for? Like, for example, would you use it on a salad or, like, what would you?
You can put kumquats on a salad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
And they're sweet. They're sweet when they're ripe. They have a nice sweet, almost like between an orange and a mandarin.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They're really, and they're tiny. They're like little, they're like oval, it's an oval-shaped fruit. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah, please. So it's like a tangerine a little bit then, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Like the flavor. Right. It's got a nice, yummy little citrus, orangey flavor to it. Orangey.
Mm, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Nothing like citrus acid, yes. Nice. But you want that sour citrus acid, yeah.
No,
that'd be like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I bought it from Costco and I brought it home and I had it in my sink and I was kind of just like pruning it a little bit. And then one of the kumquats were bright orange. I was like, oh, I wonder if it's ready. So I take it off and I go to take a bite of it. Oh my land. Horrendous. I was like, negative Ghost Rider. Not ready yet. Let's plant you outside.
Roger that, tempo.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. So don't
we
you,
are like,
you. Yeah, I know. It's already 8 minutes left already.
I
know. Damn.
Crazy.
That's so fast. So fast.
It is. It does go fast. Especially when we haven't talked in forever.
I think that's one of the reasons why, yeah. Because unfortunately, we don't get to talk a lot off the air. We do every now and then, but not too much.
Yeah, we do.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. I miss my buddy.
I know. Well, we'll have to just make more time, and we'll just have to catch up more often.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just wish you lived at least a state closer or something.
Something.
You know.
Or a couple states closer.
Oh, yeah, at least where it's manageable. Okay, I could drive 3 hours or whatever, you know. Or, you know.
Right.
Just saying. You know. And, of course, if the weather was better, too.
Yeah, but it would take
me
a couple days to get to you.
Oh, please. Don't, I wouldn't even let you do that. That would be crazy to drive cross country.
No, I'd get
like
on
that.
A plane.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd get on a plane before I do.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, that's really being stingy. Well, we got to save some money, honey. You can imagine. It probably costs more.
Well, we have a family reunion coming up in Oregon State. And I can't remember if it's Portland, and it's in June. And we're debating on whether or not if we're going to drive to Portland and then drive up to where my mom lives, because she's like 6 hours north of where the family reunion is. And scooters, stop it. And I'm like, should we fly and then just get a rental car, drive to my mom's, or I'm not sure. So it's kind of, it's only an 18-hour drive, but if we drive to my mom's, that's another 6-hour drive.
Nah, screw that. Fly.
Back.
I say fly,
I know,
get the rental car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
fly,
you know,
take the rental
car. We have a really nice Tahoe, and I'm like, I don't want to put all those miles.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, 18 hours just to get to Portland, and then another 6 years to get to your mom's house? Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's 24 hours.
You spend all the money. Yeah. Between the money for gas and making all your
toll
stops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no toll.
Bitch.
Yeah.
I guess it's just over here because New York likes to rape you with your wallet.
California has tolls, but it's indifferent because I got a ticket. I didn't realize I was going through an electronic toll booth one time. I was driving enough to do a shoot up in Northern California. And I thought it was just like an on-ramp. And I went past it. And a month later, I get this ticket for like $67. I was like, what the hell? I'm like, I didn't get pulled over. What's going on? And then they took a picture of my license plate.
Yep.
And I was like, you mother truckers. I'm like, that's fucked up.
Wow.
I fought the ticket, though. I fought the ticket. I'm like, you didn't. There was no sign or anything.
So you
and
won.
And I kind of lied. Yeah.
Oh,
I kind of lied.
There was a sign?
I said I wasn't driving the car. I let somebody else drive it.
Well, that's a good defense because it wasn't like they took a picture inside the car.
Exactly. It was just, I'm like, I wasn't driving that day. I was working.
Okay. All right, case drop. Trust me, you probably went in that courtroom dressing all nice and sexy. That's why that shit got dropped.
You know what? It was actually done over the phone, and then I just had to write
really?
A letter.
Really?
Yeah, so I got lucky. And I still had Washington license plates, so it wasn't like, because I didn't know. I mean, shit, in Washington State, you don't have toll. Well, there's one place, but there's no toll. Like, you just don't. I never seen those until I came here. I mean, shit, my first time driving to California when we moved down here, we went to, I thought it was a border crossing, and so, or no, I thought it was a toll booth, and it was, so I pull up, and my daughter and her boyfriend were in the car behind me, and I'm in my car, and I've got the puppy and the cat in the truck, and I pull up, and I was like, oh, how much is the toll? And he's just standing there looking at me like, what? I said, well, I want to pay for, you know, my car, and then also my daughter's car behind me, and he's like, huh. And I said, well, how much is it? And I take out my card, and I go to hand it to him. He's like, well, I could tell you it's a couple $100. I said, well, that's fine. I'll just pay for both of our cars. He goes, ma'am, you're crossing into California. We need to know if you have any, you know, fruits that you're carrying over or any pets that aren't allowed. And I said, this isn't a toll booth. He's like, no, this is not a toll booth. Go on.
Oh, my God. Well, you're having these weird experiences with booths. Like, what the hell is going on?
I guess I had to pay attention more.
Well, I guess was there a sign? Be honest, was there a sign? There had to be a sign, right?
I honestly, that was 4 years ago, and I don't, we had been driving like 16 or 17 hours already.
Oh, no wonder.
And
no wonder
so,
you were out of it.
Yeah, so
no wonder you were out of it.
Nothing mattered to me. Like, we didn't even get a hotel room. We just would pull over in the rest area, take like a 15, 20 minute cat nap, get up, and just keep driving.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I never wish that on anybody, ever.
Damn. Man,
yeah, I had
God.
This conversation with my pug.
Yeah, I can imagine. I imagine how
like,
how great that experience
was. You're starting
to
look human. You're starting to look human. Answer me.
Am I lost again? Tell me. Ask for directions, please.
Oh, that was intense. Anywho, so
yeah,
that was my... told those interesting experience.
One, you got a ticket for some sort. And so what was that one real quickly? What was that for the ticket? Was that, so what, that was just for what? Like, what type of booth was that?
Because it was just an electronic station where you had to pay to use that highway. Because I had got on the wrong highway because I didn't know, I was real new to California, so I didn't know. And so in order to use that highway, you had to pay like $5 or something to go down it. And I had no clue. I was like, okay, when I got it, because I remember going past it, and I was like, I thought to myself, what's that camera for? When I went past it, and I was like, whatever, you know, because there was nothing in the booth. There was just like this thing to pay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd never seen that before, so, I mean,
so,
and whatever.
So in other words, you went through and you didn't pay a fare. You just... kept driving.
Right.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I just kept driving. Yeah, I went through
that's
and
why.
I just kept driving. And yeah, and that's why I got the ticket for it. So now I learned my lesson.
Yeah, trying to avoid a fare, huh? You breaking the law every time.
No.
Look at you.
Gosh,
you naughty, naughty girl. Breaking the law.
That.
Getting inspired by someer in the Louise movies. And, you know, trying to break the law, getting inspired. Not nice.
Funny. Oh my gosh. Well, we're coming to the end of our show. Why don't you give your yummy shout outs there, darling?
Yes, you can all follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. My Benchwarmers live show comes on every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with me and my lovely co-host, Lana Evans. We do sports. And anything else that might pop up, you trust me, and this Friday, our guest will be Portia Carter. she'll be calling in. And I do a lot of other stuff, but I'll tweet that out later because by the time I finish all that plugs, it'll be 4 o'clock. So it'll be another hour before I finish my plug. So I want to get the show moving along because time is money.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. You know I'm here for you as always if you ever need me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, darling. And to those of you out there, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. On my, what do you call it, Instagram, it's Sammy_Brooks69. Also, my cam model link is Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And also, I do featured shows on CamCity.com. And then, of course, here every Monday, from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern,
lovely.
I am here on the Sammy Cocktail Hour. And then my yummy show here on Dollhouse Radio is Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern with my co-host Sage Montana on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. And this Thursday evening, we have Bo Blake and Gina Gold tweeting out their Twitters and some yumminess. So make sure you tune in to that on Thursday evening. And, I'll see you. I'm sure you and I will be talking this week, but then I'll see you on Monday with You in Heaven, Hollywood.
That's right.
On Skype.
Yes. Yeah. And speaking of that real quickly, we have the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience tonight, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check that out live on our Dollhouse Radio YouTube page. Our guest tonight are Jackie Childs, who's a model and actress, and rap indie artist N Young Peach. And tonight I'm on Vamp City. If you love paranormal, scary stuff, I will be on there. I'm a co-host of that show, Vamp City, with the lovely CEO, Indea Morel, and the other co-host, Mr. Timer. So all three of us, so get ready. It's going to be fun. Oh, and Corporate Commander will be on there, too. So that's going to be
sweet.
Fun.
Sweet.
Yes.
Awesome.
Cool.
All right, darling.
That's midnight tonight.
Talk to you soon. Midnight tonight. Yes.
Eastern Standard Time. Yes. Okay. Yes. The show's over. What song are we going to go out with? What song are we going to go out with?
We're going to go out with Maya, Superwoman.
Nice.
That's what we're
And you are super sexy.
Like,
so it's perfect. And you are super. Yes. Thank you.
All right, darling. I will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Have a
fabulous
day. Bye.
Yes. Try to stay warm if you're up here in the Northeast. Oh, boy.
Or stay cool if you're on the West Coast.
All right. Goodbye,
bye, darling.
I've never been the type to give up. I pull myself back up, learn to save the day with the world on my shoulders. No matter what, I'ma always find a way. If I gotta kick down doors, I'ma break them down to the floor like no other. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. And no matter what they think, I'ma always hold it down, bring it. Much more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. Much more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman. I'm gonna go hard in the pain. I throw the S on my chest. Never walk away from the rain till it's over. Hit them with a left hook and a right one. Till I'm the last one left. Never ever judge a book by its cover. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. And no matter what they see, I'ma always hold it down, bring it home. You ain't gotta worry about that. Much more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. Much more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman.
I be on it, I be on it. Kill it in a skirt, but I do. do it like an owner. Grinding every day like a hustler on the corner. But I ain't pushing weight, no, I'm moving something colder. Like the girl in the diner, single mom on her own with nobody else behind her. College girl, finding time for assignments. See them all in me, I do it for the D. And I'm just beginning, never gonna stop till I cross that finish. All they wanna see is the thickness. But soon they gon' all be a witness. R&B princess, CEO. Self on your head. It's what I'm made with, destined for greatness. Heart of a soldier, mind never first place.